92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
From the Cruise Radio Mobile Studio, this is Cruise News Today on Location with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Monday, May 23rd. Norwegian Cruise Line's Pride of America has become the latest ship to find itself having to make cuts in order to deal with crew shortages. Harry Sommer, president of NCL, told Travel Pulse that in order to give guests the best experience possible, they're limiting capacity between 1,100 and 1,200 guests. Normally, the ship would sail with just under 2,200 guests at double occupancy. For the moment, Norwegian Cruise Line is not taking any new bookings for Pride of America through October, although that situation could change as staffing issues are adjusted. And Carnival Cruise Line's brand ambassador John Heald announced on his Facebook page that Camp Ocean, Circle C, and Club O2, the kids' clubs, are now officially open across the fleet. The popular clubs are available to anyone between the ages of 5 and 17 years old, regardless of their vaccination status. Unfortunately, as of now, kids' clubs remain unavailable for those under the age of 5, although Heald did say Carnival hopes to make this available soon. And finally, just in time before the rain starts here off the coast of Norway, three ships made their first ever visit to the Rome Cruise Terminal in Civitavecchia last week. First up was Royal Caribbean's Wonder of the Seas, the line's newest Oasis-class ship. This was followed in short order by visits from Celebrity Beyond, Celebrity Cruise's latest ship, and the Scenic Eclipse. Since the beginning of the year, 107 ships has brought over 100,000 cruise guests to the port. And just down the coast, Disney Cruise Line also started its mid-season from Barcelona over the weekend. Cruise Line stocks were down on Friday. Carnival Corporation down 3.3, 13.13. Royal Caribbean down 3.5, 55.41. And Norwegian down 4%, 15.30. Breaking news and industry updates at cruiseradio.net. Here on Holland America's Rotterdam, off the coast of Norway, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out Pear.com today to learn more. That's P-A-I-R.com.